The function, I suppose, of these meetings is for the construction industry in Donegal to be working with the chief executive and the senior management team there from Donegal County Council, see how we can best work together. There's issues that will happen at a national level and they'll be have to be sorted out at a national level. But the whole concept of this is, you know, there are issues at local level that I suppose our members can, you know, Donegal contractors would come across from time to time. We feel like, you know, with good cooperation and good dialogue between ourselves and Donegal County Council, we should be able to work these things out as much as possible at a local level.
We know that Donegal has been at the epicentre of the defective blocks crisis over the past number of years. Did that come up over the course of your discussions?
It would have, yeah. There's no doubt about it. The demand for block layers and retrofitting these houses and demand for contractors up there is high as a result of all of this. But, you know, we are talking with the local authority, you know, how could we help resolve some of these issues, you know, with off-site construction or modern methods of construction? Could they be applied and how could they be best applied in certain instances, particularly when, say, the local authority goes to work on their particular schemes? Maybe, you know, if there was repetitive work and the same design type, it might make it easier, quicker. But they're just some of the issues that we had discussed with the local authorities. Again, as I say, Donal, it's about how do we, as an industry, come together and work with the local authority to achieve, you know, common goals. So it's all about, look, we're all looking for housing, we're all looking for infrastructure, we have the people to deliver it. The Donegal County Council, the people of the county want it. How do we overcome the little things that get in our way? What can we do to facilitate the delivery of this? How can we get projects off the ground, etc.?
As you say, a lot of demand in Donegal, and that will ramp up once we get announcement from government of a social housing remediation scheme, which we don't have yet. And we know that Donegal County Council has several hundred, if not thousand, properties that will need remediation and replacement over the course of the coming years. Is that posing a challenge to the industry in terms of just having enough personnel and having enough contractors to actually meet the upcoming demand in Donegal?
Well, I suppose it's always going to be a challenge, but I suppose probably some of our biggest challenges at all is the consistency of work or a consistent pipeline of work. And you might say that sounds a bit strange, but if you look at, say, from an infrastructural perspective, look at Donegal, it doesn't, in this day and age in 2026, which is difficult to believe, it still doesn't have a railway track or a motorway in it. And there is a big need for investment in infrastructure. You have, in fairness, the Donegal County Council have been successful enough. They've got four major projects there on the Housing Infrastructure Investment Fund, which was the first call out there, and it was announced on the 16th of June. So there's four major projects there that we'd like to see getting off the ground so that our civil engineering contractors could, you know, could plan for a pipeline of work there. And there will be a further call going out, you know, for a call too, and hopefully be success there. Also, you have the Donegal 10T priority route improvement projects. So with those projects had been identified, we'd like to see those projects get off the ground as quickly as possible again to give a certain element of consistency and pipeline of work for our particular civil engineering contractors up there. And then when it comes to the housing side of the fence, you know, we have developers up there who can deliver the housing, and it's just about, and in particular, how do we get more private housing available? There's social affordable housing, which is a necessity. But we also need to be providing housing for the people who, you know, who don't have, or, you know, won't be eligible for social affordable housing or won't be building a one-off house out the country because they won't have a site. So there's the private element there. How do we get that off the ground? How do we make that viable throughout the county up there?